Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Browns go to 3-8. They had lost 13 straight road games, Andy. They had lost three in a row overall. They had lost five straight games to the Raiders. And all of those streaks came to an end yesterday. Myles Garrett knocking on the door of history. He has 18 sacks on the season,
which is the most ever in NFL history through 11 games.
With six games to go.
Yeah. That's amazing.
The official sack record in the National Football League is 22 and a half sacks. And it's set by Michael Strahan and J.J. Watt. So Miles needs 4.5 sacks to tie the record, 5 to break the unofficial record, or the official record. The unofficial record is 23 sacks, held by Al Bubba Baker.
Bubba!
And sacks became an official NFL stat in 1982. Odd to think that they didn't keep it before then, but they didn't. The unofficial record is 23 by Bubba. So if Miles gets 5.5 sacks over the next six games, it takes care of everything. The amazing thing is the stretch that he's been on right now, 13 sacks in his last four games. That's a good season.
That is amazing.
That's a good season. 13 sacks.
Yes.
In his last four games.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. I watch it and I'm just like, and what's fun is even when your offense stinks, you're like scoring points with Myles Garrett or anybody else on the defensive front. Cause yeah. I thought everybody played well yesterday. It wasn't just,
well, you know, eight different Browns were credited with at least part of a sack yesterday.
Ooh, man.
Isn't that, that's impressive.
You can't really complain about your offensive line when you're looking at the Raiders. And by the way, Chip Kelly won't have to look at his offensive line anymore.
Offensive coordinator Chip Kelly fired.
Yes.
Late last night by the Raiders.
That's a tough call.
You're
going to let him go after that performance. You played one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Well, I heard our friend Mike Florio this morning say this, and I thought, boy, that's right on the money. Remember the last game they played, and Ashton Gentry had six carries for 7 yards, I believe is what it was. And Florio made the point that decision was probably made after that game, but it was a Monday night short week, and they probably didn't want to can him before the Browns game.
Oh, I see.
Because it was a short week.
Maybe.
But it was probably a week in the making, and then it didn't do any better yesterday.
Yeah.
They weren't very good. All of these players.
I wonder if Chip will go back or try to do something with Ohio State for the rest of the year. I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan brought him back for just an advisor or something.
Out?
Yeah, just kind of an advisor or something.
I would. If you're Brian Hartline, you want a guy looking over your shoulder?
No, but I think Brian has grown into his own skin on this thing, and he's done a fantastic job. So
I do too.
I would feel confident if I were him.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd bring him back just for that reason. Although he's has such ties to Ryan Day, going back to
it's hard not
coaching player
see
in college.
It.
Yeah, I do too. I can see that.
It's a matter of just kind of know if Chip did end up going back there, that know your role. Hey, Brian, you got any questions? I'm here for you. Otherwise, I'd love to just talk technique with the guys on the field. But
there you go.
You know what? You haven't lost the game this year, so I don't know how much more I can talk about it.
Devin Bush had a sack. Isaiah McGuire Cam Thomas. Miles had three. Mike Hall, half a sack. Malik Collins, 2.5 sacks. Shelby Harris, half a sack. Jerome Baker, half a sack. The one thing that's really cool here, Andy, the defensive tackle play next to Miles has been really pretty good for most of the year. And that helps Miles. And remember, Alex Wright wasn't even in there yesterday.
How about when they were lining Miles up like a little middle linebacker?
Oh, that was awesome. Man. That was really cool.
Why can't the offense put him in? Give him the ball. I want to watch him run.
No, I don't want his knees getting hit. Oh. Stay away. Stay away. The defense was really good. Now, I don't want to. We have to temper it all with, okay, the Raiders are a mess.
That's true.
But they were on the schedule. And this is what you were supposed to do against the Jets, and you didn't, Andy. So there's no reason to poo-poo any win. You were supposed to do this to the Jets. You didn't. You lost that football game. But you took care of business yesterday. And that's exactly what you were supposed to do. Larry is in Cleveland. Larry,
first call
of the day, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
I'd like to say, man.
Larry, do me a favor before you say anything. Take us off speakerphone. Thanks, man.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I'd like to say, man, that Ken had said a comment about red shirt and Shador, man. This is not college.
Who did?
Man, this is the NFL. He's ready, man. He's just got to work on his craft more. And everybody got to stay hungry. This game, we won the game, which is good. He did make some progress.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he got high energy, and we need this right now. Everybody was so positive, man. We love this. It's motivation. It's leadership. And most of all, man, we won the game. And we won. We almost had 30 points. How many players or quarterbacks we had that scored 30 points like that, and he just got in the game? Starting over the playbook. Let's keep him motivated, man, and don't hold him back. Just go on the flow. Let him. Njoku didn't have out of no touches yet. He got hit the tight ends, everybody, because most of all, he can't go long all the time, but most of all, we can win. And we got the best defense in the world, man. I want to know how many games we need to get in the playoffs. Let's have the goal.
One game at a time, Larry. Thank you. Got to win out.
Thanks, Larry Barked.
Didn't even have a chance.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Larry. Jeff's in North Olmsted.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Happy Victory Monday.
How are you? Therapy Monday, but that's good.
I'm doing great. So, I'm hoping, Jeff, that you're not as grumpy as you were last week, because I want to say some nice things about Shador. But I think that also what the bigger thing is we need to realize is this is game one. It's a progression, right? Like, one thing that I will say about Shador is, and I didn't see it as much in this game, is he wasn't running backwards for his life. He didn't take sacks for negative 15 yards, right?
Only sacked one time.
Yes, and he's obviously learning from his mistakes in that Baltimore game. It's going to be a progression. That throw running to the right was a dime, guys. That is an elite play. And what I like about that is he launched it, but why did we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get Isaiah Bond because he can stretch the field and he can run under the football, right? That was a great play. So progression-wise, I think he's done everything we've asked him to do over this stretch. And I want to say we've asked him like it's me. It's not me, right? But everything that they've asked him to do, be prepared, study. Did you see the energy on that sideline from jump yesterday? They were playing different. And I don't know how that is not something that can't be touched on enough. Energy matters. Shadur has the it factor. I'm not a huge Skip Bayless fan for some reason. I don't know what his tie is, probably because of Dion. He loves Shadur, and he's pretty high on him. And yesterday he was talking about his it factor and the intangibles, and that stuff really does matter. But one final point, I need to sound off on somebody, and it's Jerry Jeudy. I don't want cancers on my team. And Jerry Jeudy, I feel like we're going back to Denver Jerry Jeudy. It started with the press conference stuff this week. Listen, Shadur delivers a beautiful ball, and Andy, I think you said you weren't sure if he was looking for the sideline, if he's juking, whatever. I've watched that replay like 50 times. The only person in front of him was a guy that was being blocked by Isaiah Bond downfield on a stretch run. The other guy to the left of him was the guy he beat on the route. There was nobody there. If he just takes off running down the sideline, that's a potential touchdown. My issue with what happened was after the play. On the sidelines, Jeudy went to the bench, hung his head, he's pouting, he's trying to explain himself to whoever's sitting next to him, and Shadur, the rookie, being the leader he is, went to him and said, hey, it's all right, I got you. Jeudy should have went to Shadur and done that. That's my problem. Like, there is a cultural issue on this team that needs to be fixed. We're progressing, and we can't take steps backwards like this, guys. Extremely frustrating. Shadur balled out. I can't wait to see what happens Sunday, and I haven't said that all year long. Have a great week, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Jeff, thank you very much. And that's, as an organization, isn't that what you want? Can't wait to see the next game. Isn't that what you want?
Absolutely.
Before the game yesterday, Shadur met with Tiffany Blackman on the field, sideline reporter for CBS during the game, and she asked him a question. And Andy, I don't know if you heard, you'll love the response.
What do you hope to show against this Raiders defense, your teammates, yourself, and these Browns fans with your play today?
I'm who they've been looking for.
Follow me, keep winning. Absolutely. You are who I am looking for.
That's, and you know, you can't, it's like, okay, I like that thought. Now, does it sound cocky?
It is the anti-Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, it sounds a little cocky. Guess what? This offense can use that.
Yeah.
This team can use that. They need somebody out there who can go ahead and back it up. Yesterday, I thought he did a really solid job. He wasn't stellar, wasn't outstanding, I don't think. But I thought he did a good job, especially in first NFL start. We want to see more.
I want more.
We want more.
It's like I want my MTV. I want more Sanders. Let's see what we can see.
Petey's in Oberlin. Hello, Petey.
Petey!
Hey, fantastic. Good morning, fellas. Hey, morning. You know, there's almost 3.9 billion people on this planet. Feel the odds of you becoming an NFL player is... You're more likely to hit the lottery than to become an NFL player. I just want to put that just into.
Well, you gotta cut that in half. You gotta cut that in half because so far, if you're female, they won't give you the opportunity. So you might as well
give
take
it time. Right,
that's true. Give it time. Yes.
Of course. But okay. So before all this, Shadur starting the game, everyone was talking about the offensive line, right?
Mm-hmm.
How bad it was. You know, yesterday, not once since the game was played. Anyone mention anything about the offensive line whatsoever? The offensive line was not even mentioned. See, that's what elite players do. They take what's bad and they just pick it up a little bit. Just they pick it up enough, you know, just enough just to get by. Now imagine this. Imagine with this kid, with the draft picks that are surrounded around him. Okay, imagine picking up them players that are coming in, the rookies that are already on the team, the veterans. Imagine when he picks, when an elite player picks up them type of people. You know, and I will agree to this. If they would have started Shadur and gave him every opportunity, I'm talking about from training camp and everything,
Petey.
I guarantee that we'll be in first place. Okay, and anyone else can that say
I
want.
And by the way, there were people, Petey. I listen to everything until I just that's the second time I've heard in an hour because I caught the same phone call in the morning show. Not a different person though. Really, does everyone remember what Joe Flacco did last time he was here? Remember how excited people were for Joe to start the season here? I understand Shadur was here. I get it. But there was no one that was saying, don't start Joe Flacco, other than maybe Jeff saying that he wanted to see Pickett and maybe some folks that wanted to see that. If you had two veterans in camp and two guys that had never taken a snap in the NFL, all four of those guys, and you're Kevin Stefanski, you're going to look at Joe Flacco and say, you're my week one starter. Okay. Again, we don't have to be in a gigantic hurry to get a rookie playing time right away when you have a veteran quarterback on the team.
And let me go basking on you here, because you've said this and you're right. You don't have to rush a guy out on the football field. Let him develop a little bit. And I knew we'd get calls today. You know, you should have started Shadur from week one. Maybe he wasn't anywhere near as mentally ready for the NFL as he was yesterday. So maybe they actually did him a service and let him learn the game a little bit more and put him on the field, giving him a better chance to maximize success.
The other thing that somebody said two phone calls ago was, you know, now he gets to learn the playbook. Yeah, I guess he does get to learn the playbook on the field, but I mean,
it's a different beast,
right?
You know, playing is,
you know, and Kevin kept saying he's doing great in the classroom. He's doing great in the classroom, but I'm excited. I want to see more, but I mean, there's a part of you that. There's a little simmer down factor here because it was the Raiders. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to belittle the effort that we saw. And by the way, you know, you got to give the defense credit too. So it's not, again, it's not just about one guy. I said that when it was Gabriel. Say that when it's Sanders, and I'll say that no matter who the quarterback.
Andy, if it was about one guy yesterday, it was about Miles.
True.
You know, and that's to take nothing away from Shadur and the offense, but the defense had 10 sacks. 10 sacks, folks. That was stunning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.